Yes, Ed. Getting Hector to go to work is just about the biggest thing we've ever done in our whole lives, I tell you. You ought to get a lot of credit for it.
Yeah, well, Hector ain't gone to work yet. Don't forget that.
Well, but he will. Why shouldn't he? A darn fine job and working for a darn fine fella. That there Major Barnes has got a heart like gold.
How do you mean, yeller?
No, I don't. I mean he's big-hearted. Got a heart like a horse.
Well, he ain't got as much sense as a horse.
How do you mean?
Coming in here and buying a couple of cigars with a $20 bill and telling us to keep the change? He's crazy, that's what he is.
Yeah, he ain't crazy.
Yes.
No, he's just when tarnation's a macaroni, Johnny. Miss Snyder's all the dimes with him, and I can't seem to lay my hands on it.
Well, if it ain't in that bin behind you, I reckon we're out of it.
You listen? Oh, sake alive. Always out of something, and you get a call for it. Well, I suppose you'd better send a telegram to General Supply Company and get some. I want to order some other things anyhow. Say, you go get that old typewriting machine of yours out.
Well, say, there, why don't you just write him a letter long-handed?
Because I can't read my handwriting. Besides, there ain't time for a letter. We got to send him a telegram. I'll go and get that typewriter.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Abbott, Zeb. You can think up more darn fool things to do.
Don't start the argufying now. Fetch the typewriter like I tell you, son. Turn it.
Well, I am fetching it, ain't I?
Yeah.
Yes, there it is. Spending a lot of money to send a telegram when you could just as well write.
Oh, shucks. It don't cost much money to send a telegram to General Supply Company. What you talking about? It's only 5 cents a word. Well, go ahead.
Well, don't rush me. Wait till I get a sheet of paper into the darn thing.
Well, not see anybody rush you. You're slower than 7 year itch. Well, you ready?
All right. Start in.
Let's see. General Supply Company.
Ah, shucks. There goes 15 cents already.
Oh, don't be a darn fool. Please send us the following order. Cut out the please and we'll save a nickel right there. 5 pounds macaroni.
Now, wait a second. Wait a second here. How do you spell macaroni?
Why, just like it sounds. Just like it sounds.
Well, what does macaroni sound like? I never heard any of it.
Oh, I don't mean like the macaroni itself sounds. I mean like the word sounds. You spell it just like the word sounds.
Oh, yeah. S-O-U-N...
Hold on. What you spelling there?
Yeah, macaroni.
Oh, but that ain't the way you spell macaroni, Eb.
You just said it was.
I didn't.
You said it was spelled the same as the word sounds. And that S-O-U...
Landed Goshen, I'll spell it for you myself. Go ahead there. Now, look here, kid. M-A-C-K, Mac. C-A-R, car. Say, change it to tapioca. T-A-B, tab, B-Y, tabby. Make it rice. R-I-S-E, rice. You got that?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Also, 2 hams.
Say, just a second here.
What?
The last hams we got from them people were spoiled.
No, they wasn't.
Yes, they was.
They wasn't. They couldn't have been. Them hams are just cured.
Just been cured, huh?
Yes.
Then they must have had a relapse.
Yeah, well, said we just order 1 ham. We'll see how it is. They scratch one of them. Also, 6 cans tuna fish. Oh, just make it tuna. They'll know we mean it for fish.
For what?
Fish. For fish. You got it down?
Yes, yes. And, what else?
Oh, say, just happened to recollect, Miss Pinkley wants us to get her a catalog with one of them there washing machines in it.
Oh, shucks. Those dad darn things are just a fake.
Fake? How do you know they're fake? You never tried one.
The heck I didn't.
Well, what was the matter with it?
Every time I got into the darn thing, the paddles knocked me off my feet.
Well, never mind. Put it down. Put it down there.
All right.
You got it?
Anything else?
No, read it off to me. Let's see what you got there. See if I forgot anything.
Wait till I get it out of here.
Yeah.
That darn machine. Just a second here. It says, General Supply Company. Please send us the following order. 5 pounds rice. Also 2 hams and scratch one of them.
What? Scratch one of them? What in condition would they scratch a ham for?
Because it is, I suppose.
Oh, that's wrong. That's wrong, Ed.
Well, that's just what you told me to put down, Zeb.
Oh, I didn't never. I meant scratch one ham off of the order. Take your pencil there and change it to one ham. Just one ham.
I wish you'd make up your mind what you want.
Oh, I know what I want, and I told you didn't do it. I'm standing just like you always do. Go ahead. What's the rest of it say?
Well, wait a minute here. I lost my place. Six canned prunes for fish.
What? Prunes for fish? Give me that telegram. You can't do nothing, Mike. Might as well have done it myself.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Howdy, Major Barnes.
Yes, I'll be you, Major Barnes. Is there something we can do for you?
Why, yes. Let me have six more of those cigars. The same kind I bought the other day.
You mean them Robinson Crusoe?
Yes, I believe those are the ones.
Yes, sir. Well, right here you be. Right here in the case, just reach in and help yourself.
Just lift up the lid there and help yourself.
remember that fellow I was telling you about that was looking for a job at Hector Smith?
Yes.
Well, sure. He was in last night, and I got his application right here. He signed it and he's in here.
Well, thanks very much. I'll take this and look it over.
Cool. He'll be in here in a little while in case you wanted to start working today. He'll be
no, I cool. shan't be needing him for several weeks yet.
Several weeks?
No, just tell him I'll send for him when I'm ready. By the way, is he okay physically? A good husky lad?
Husky? Yes, sir. Say he's strong as an ox, isn't he?
You bet your boots.
Yes. Hmm. Big shoulders, chest like a barrel, and biceps growing all over him. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a husky fella, Major.
Yeah, dad darn tootin', he's a husky fella.
Yes, sir.
He's got a neck like that stovepipe there.
Yeah.
Just like that stovepipe.
Why, you don't say. As big around as that?
No, but it's dirty.
Well, is he a licensed operator?
What was that, Major Barnes?
Has he flying licenses?
If he has, I've never seen him on him.
I'm afraid you don't get my point. I'm trying to find out about his experience. How many flying hours do you suppose he has in?
Flying what?
Hours. How long has he been up?
I reckon since about 8 o'clock.
Yes, he don't get up early, Major.
I don't mean get up out of bed. I mean up in the air. Has he been up in the air very much?
Yes, I should say so. Why, he's up in the air most of the time.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. This is no job for an armchair pilot.
He's going to be a pirate.
Not pirate. Pilot. Pilot.
Pilot where?
Pilot on the chair.
No. Pilot in the air. Pilot in the air.
Why, Major, how can he pilot in the air? He's got to set it on something, don't he? Now, I reckon what you mean is...
Hey, look here. Never mind what I mean. Here's the money for the cigar.
Thank you. Sakes alive, another 20. I don't think we got change for it, Major, again. Sorry, there's only $12 in the hotel.
Well, give me the $12 and we'll call it even. You fellows never seem to have any change.
Yes. Here you be. 5 and 5 is 10 and 1, 2, 12.
All right. I'll see you later. So long.
Yes, sir, Major. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Major.
Meet again sometime. He's certainly generous with his money.
I tell you, he's crazy. Crazier than a loon. Look at it. He forgot to take those cigars. That proves he's crazy.
Well, I don't know about that, Ed. You ever smoke one of them cigars?